Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning. Oh, we come to bless you this morning. We come to honor you. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. We call on you, the great and mighty I am, this morning. Oh, God, we need you today when, you know, it seems dark outside, oh, God. Oh, yeah, people murdering people, children murdering children, and children murdering and drugging, oh, God. Oh, Lord, the world seems dark, dark. But, Lord, I thank you that we are the light of the world. Let our light shine brighter and brighter to rule out darkness, oh, God, to push darkness out of the world, oh, God. And we are thanking you, Lord God, that you are a faithful friend. Hallelujah. You are a faithful, loyal friend. Oh, God, when we in the midst of a chaotic situation, you step in with your high right hand, your holy arm, and you continually move us, oh, God, out of those dark places. Hallelujah. So, Father, this morning, we thank you that you are our shepherd. Oh, God, and we shall not want. In the name of Jesus, you maketh us to lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside the still waters. You restore our soul. You lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Yea, yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because you are with us. Your rod and your staff comfort us. Oh, Lord, you are a present help in the time of trouble. You're the one who prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Oh, God, you are the one who anoints our head with oil. You're the one who loads our cup up and allow our cups to run over. Surely your goodness, surely your mercy will follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in your house forever and ever. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we're pressing our way into your presence this morning. You are the way that we need, oh, God. You're going to lead us in the path of righteousness. Keep us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we're trusting in you like never before. In Jesus' name. Well, good morning and welcome to Bible Storyland. We have Karen Itell with us this morning. Hallelujah. Karen has been on with us for, I guess, about 5 years or so, and she is from Houston, Texas. Good morning, Karen. How are you? Karen, are you there?
I am. Do you hear me
good.
Now?
Yeah, I can hear you, Karen.
Okay, I want to do what if I was having Jesus?
Okay, Karen, thank you.
Thank you.
hurricanes are coming. The torrential rains are moving. All kind of things are happening. But what a beautiful day it is to honor and praise God. We're about to have the Word of God, but I want to welcome you today on Senior Citizens Day, and we are honoring grandparents today. Leviticus 19:32, thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man and fear the Lord. I am the Lord. Now, also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed strength unto this generation, and by thy power to everyone that cometh. Psalm 71:18. We honor the godly grandparents and all grandparents, but especially grandparents who obey God, who show their strength to this generation. This generation is in trouble, and the wisdom of godly great parents. So we honor the grandparents today. Our rocking chair ministry, I repeat, our rocking chair ministry is not limited, but it's to rock our grands and our great-grandchildren, as well as to teach them the will of the Lord. Let wisdom rise up to help her, to help train the children in the way they should go. Job said, I said, days should speak, and multitude of years shall teach wisdom. Proverbs 17:6, children's children are the crown of old men. Our speaker today is a father, a grandfather. He is the pastor at Little Rock House of Prayer. He has four beautiful children. I know them. He has seven wonderful grandchildren that are precious in God's sight. And I tell you what, he preached the word. He's an awesome man of God. And his wife stands right by his side. They work together in unity and in love. And I'm so grateful. I am honored to welcome today Pastor Earl Anderson from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Pastor Anderson. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. I'm fine. Blessed and highly favored.
I know that's right. Thank the Lord. Let God have his way.
Yes.
Yes, we ready for the word.
Yes, ma'am. We're ready to bring it. Amen. We just thank God. And just like to say good morning, and thank you all for plugging in to Bible Storyland. Most importantly, thank you, Sister G. Amen. For inviting us to come on and speak to the viewers or the hearers of the airways. We just bless the Lord for this opportunity. Thank God for the seniors. Hallelujah. Amen. Because I am one. And so I appreciate what God is doing in my life. And I thank you for the introduction. And there was just one error, Sister G. That's five kids.
Right.
You just hadn't seen the fifth kid. You probably saw her, didn't realize that she was the fifth kid, but she's the oldest daughter. And so we just thank God for her. And, just love God. We appreciate, and I heard you say, the seniors are, what brought us to where we are. And without them, without us, amen, this world would be in a bad place. But God has been good, through the storm, amen, that we just experienced. The Lord, amen, took, amen, control of the storms. Because of the prayers, the seniors, amen, and others. I'll give the younger people some credit too, amen. But the seniors, amen, praise God, has been praying for a long time. Let me put it like that. And so we just thank the Lord for that. We had a lesson here a few Sundays back ago, and we dealt with the seniors. And the title of that lesson was, vitality of the senior years. Vitality meaning, amen, being strong and being active, amen, having the energy, amen. I see nowadays a lot of seniors, amen, has to play the role of not just only grandmother and great-grandmother, but, amen, as parents, amen, because a lot of the seniors' kids, amen, on drugs or, amen, deceased and different things happen, but God, amen, made it possible, amen, for the seniors to be there, amen, for their children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. So vitality, amen, is important, amen, for the seniors. And so we, amen, been kind of addressing, amen, different topics, amen, concerning that vitality. Amen. It's three things that I want to talk to you about. And one being faithfulness. Amen. Praise God. When it, amen, comes down to serving God, we have to be faithful. Amen. That's what God requires. Amen. To hold out, to hold on, to endure. Amen. Till the end. Another topic here is the victory still to be won. It ain't over with, seniors. We might be old. Amen. But there's still some victories. Amen. There's still some fight left in us. Amen. Bless the Lord. That still got to be won. And last but not least, faithful in serving God. So those 3 points, amen, we want to just talk a little bit about. I want to read something here before I get to that. The Bible offers biblical truths for people in the senior adult years of life. Senior adults is a term some older people do not like. What's wrong with y'all? God is good. But nevertheless, it is a term in common use to identify the older members of society. There is no argument about the age of which senior adult began, whether 55, 60, which I'm about to turn here on the 27th of September, thank you, Lord, or 65. But all who lives long enough will arrive at the senior adult stage of life. Amen. You got to live long to get there. Amen. A lot of people are dying. I heard you, Sister G, at a young age. But, you know, God is just good, and God has blessed us and allowed us to arrive. Amen. Pray. You can talk about me as much as you please, but God has allowed me to arrive, amen, at this great age of 60. So to God be the glory. Also, a thought that I had was, what Ecclesiastes 9:11 says, that we're in a race, and it says it's not given to the swift nor to the strong, but he who endureth until the end. Amen. So, you know, all you have to be is an endurer. Amen. Praise God, till the end, and that's who's going to receive the crown. So getting back at being faithful, having faithfulness, amen, is one of our topics. And we're going to Psalms 37 and 23. And it says, the steps of a good man are ordered, amen, by the Lord. And he, hear me out, and he delighteth in his way. Amen. Goes on to 24 and say, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. You hear me? The Lord upholdeth him with his hand. So praise God. God's not going to allow you to, amen, praise God, just utterly be cast down, because God's going to pick you up. Amen. Praise God. Amen. When you fall, amen. And especially to the seniors, amen. It's not, amen, just that button that you wear around your neck and say you're falling, you can't get up. Amen. God is here to pick you up. Amen. Praise God. When you fall down. And the 25th verse say, and I have been young, amen, praise God, David, and now I am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And to that I can say amen. These 60 years, amen, praise God, I was young and I'm old now, older, amen. And I, amen, God has blessed me, amen, to not miss a meal. Amen, praise God, and took care of my family. Amen, praise God. So God is good. Amen. So that's, amen, praise God, what faithfulness is all about. Amen, praise God. David experienced, amen, being with God. And if we just stay with the Lord, amen, God will stay with us, amen, even through the hard times, amen, through the good times, amen, through the ups and through the downs. Amen. God said he will be with you until the end. But just be faithful. Amen. There's another thought. Number two, the point, amen, is victory still to be won. Amen. Here's Joshua. Praise God. Amen. After they'd come, amen, out of the wilderness, amen, over to the promised land. Amen. Praise God. And the story, amen, that Joshua and Caleb and eight others went out to spy, amen, the land. And, amen, the eight came back with a bad report, but Joshua and Caleb said came back with a good report. Amen. Now it was time to divide the land. All we have to do is stay with God. Amen. Even though we're seniors, amen, God has not forgotten us. Amen. Praise God. And you're going to hear, amen, how old, amen, Caleb was. Amen. And God still remembered him. So you're not too old, seniors. Amen. God had not forgotten you. Amen. Joshua 14 and 7. Praise the Lord. Joshua 14 and 7 says, 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me forth from Kadesh, amen, Barnea, to spy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. So God sent Joshua and Caleb, and this is Caleb talking now, amen, and he was saying that, amen, when Moses sent them out, he brought him word again, praise God, amen. And so here, amen, he said in the eighth verse, say, nevertheless, my brother that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. Now, the other spies came back with a bad report. Amen. They looked at the situation. They assessed the situation. And they said there is no way, amen, that we can, amen, overtake, amen, this place. Amen. There's giants in the land. Amen. Praise God. And amen. It just it's no way, amen, that we can do it. And that's the way people, amen, look at life, society. Amen. Praise God. When they don't know God. Amen. They say it's no way this can happen, no way that can happen. But if you know God, amen, amen, there is a way. Amen. Praise God. But he went on to say, amen, praise God, that but I wholly followed the Lord my God. Amen. Praise God. Others may say it's impossible. With God, all things are possible. If we wholly Father, you got that? Amen. We have to wholly follow the Lord. Amen. We have to be faithful. Going back up to point number one, we got to be faithful. Amen. We have to follow the Lord God. Amen. Praise God. And he went on in verse 10 to say, amen. And now, listen to me. Amen. Behold, the Lord has kept me alive. Amen. As he said, those 40 and 5 years since the Lord spoke this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. Amen. Meaning, amen, praise God, that he's now 85 years old. When he started, amen, at 14 and 7, amen, he was 40 years old. And now, amen, he is 85 years old. And here's what he says in verse 11. As yet, I am as strong this day as I was in the day, amen, that Moses sent me. So, amen, praise God. Some 45 years later, this man still got fight in him. Amen, praise God. That's why I say as seniors, we can't give up. Amen, we can't, amen, throw in the towel. I don't care, amen, if opposition, amen, praise God, is strong against us. Amen, praise God, with the Lord on our side. Amen. We can win this thing. Amen. That's, listen to Caleb. Amen. And what else he said? He said, as my strength was then, he said, even so is my strength now. That's a bad boy. Amen. That's somebody that, amen, just believed God all the way. He just as strong at 85 than he was at 40. Amen. He said, and he said, now, Amen. Praise God. He is stronger now. And this is why. For war, amen, both to go out and to come in. So praise God. Amen. God has, amen, they're still fighting him. Remember, the second, amen, praise God, topic was, amen, victory still to be won. So we can't give up as seniors. Amen. We got to be as strong now as we was when we was in our 30s and 40s. Amen. With God help, we can be that. Amen. Verse 12 says, now, therefore, give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spoke in that day. For thou hearest, amen, in that day how Elkin, amen, were there. Other people, amen, that inhabited the land, and that the cities were great and fenced. So, amen, it wasn't going to be no easy task. Amen. If so, be the Lord will be with us. Then I shall be able to drive them out. Come on, drive old Satan out. Amen. As the Lord said, amen. So we still have, amen, a lot of fight left in us. Amen. Praise God. God can keep you. Amen. He can, and you need it. I understand. Amen. Praise God. The seniors got, amen, a load that they're carrying. Amen. The baby boomers. Amen. Praise God. We was come up in a time where, amen, we was disciplined. Amen. Praise God. Our parents, amen, being dead or alive today, amen, was hard on us, strict on us, but they made us, amen, to be the persons that we are. So, amen, to God be the glory for our parents. Amen, praise God for the good work that they've done, amen, and gave us the strength to be able, amen, to still fight, to still have the fight in us. Amen, praise God. So, amen, that, amen, point three I want to mention, amen, is faithful in serving to God. We got to be faithful in serving to God. Here's what Luke 2 and 25 says. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simon. Amen. The same man was just and devout, waiting, amen, for the consolation of Israel, waiting, amen, to see, amen, the Lord Jesus. Amen. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. So praise God. The Holy Ghost is on this man. Amen. We need the Holy Ghost. Amen. We can't make it without the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Verse 26 says, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost, that same Holy Ghost that was on him, that he should not see death. Amen. Praise God. Before he had seen the Lord Christ. Amen. So praise God. God allowed, and just like he allowed the seniors. Amen. It's for a reason. Amen. God has allowed the seniors to, amen, strive. Amen. Praise God. To be strong. Amen. To, amen, continue to live. Amen. For a reason. Amen. May it be for your children, your grandchildren, your great grandchildren, your neighbor. Amen. Praise God. Church members, somebody, God, amen, got you. Amen. Praise God. Living. Amen. To be able to see something, be able to tell somebody something. Amen. Praise God. Because you have the knowledge, because you have the wisdom. But, and it goes on, I'm going to skip down to verse 29. It says, Lord, now, amen, lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. Now, he done saw Jesus, amen, according to thy word. He was ready to go. Amen. God let him live, amen, to see the baby Jesus. And verse 30 say, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. He's talking about Jesus. 31, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. 32, amen, the light, amen, a light, amen, to lighten the Gentiles and to glory, amen, and the glory of thy people Israel. Jesus was that light. Amen. Praise God. So just like Simon, amen, be faithful in serving God. There's a reason, amen, that God still have us seniors. Amen. Praise God. Living in this time. Amen. Praise God. Are in such a time as this. Amen. There's still a work that's got to be done. Amen. Praise God. And we can't give up. Amen. The fight. Amen. Praise God. We got the, amen, the race, we say it ain't given to the swift or to the strong. Amen. I don't care how young people are. Amen. It ain't all about strength. Amen. It ain't all about speed. Amen. But it's all about endurance. amen, holding out, amen, until the end, being faithful, amen. God said if you be faithful, amen, over a few things, that God, amen, make you a ruler over many things. So to God be the glory, amen, for what he has done. We thank you, amen, praise God, for tuning in, for plugging into, amen, praise God, this wonderful, amen, praise God, program, the Bible Story Land. Praise God. Thank God for the invitation. Amen. I thank God. Amen. For Sister G. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Allowing me to come on. Amen. For these few minutes. Amen. And to share. Amen. In this word of God. And amen. I hope that it's been a blessing to you. Amen. Praise God. Something that, praise God, you can just, amen, meditate on. Amen. Think about it. Amen. Praise God. And watch God work. Amen. So to God be the glory. Amen. We thank you and we appreciate you. We love you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor. We thank you. We love you. We appreciate you, too. That was an awesome word. Awesome word.
Praise God.
The vitality of
bless
senior
God.
Hallelujah. And he covered three major points. So we are grateful. You know, as senior citizens, you know, there are some senior citizens that's not saved yet. But the ones who are, he said, we got to be faithful. You know, he talked about
that's right.
Joshua and Caleb, they had victory through God. So we talked about faithfulness, victory, and faithfulness in serving God. Sometimes we grow weary in well-doing. They call you, you know, come on, we need you to clean up the building. Oh, no, I got to go downtown. I got to go do this.
And, come on,
you know, we got to be faithful in serving God. We need you on the usher board. We need you, you know, to teach the children. We need you to teach the class
that's
for
right.
the elders. We need you to pray. We need you to intercede. And so, you know, there's much to do, much to do.
That's right.
As there's much work on every hand. But, you know, the
hallelujah.
Laborers are few.
Hallelujah.
So we need laborers in the body of Christ. We need,
Lord.
You know, we got to be faithful to God. He's going to give us the victory when we be faithful. You know, there are giants in the land. You know, look around you. Giants
mm-hmm.
in the land. We had a giant the
that's
other
right.
day in Jacksonville, Florida. That hurricane
that's
Herman
right.
was a giant.
Amen.
But guess what? God gave
but
us
look
victory.
At God. Yes, Lord.
He's a great God. So, excuse me. I thank God for all the, you know, the word that you gave this morning, Pastor. It was an awesome on-time word. I got you about 9 years. Faster.
Yeah, right. I'm going to catch you, sis.
That's
God is good.
I thank the Lord for these 69 years that he's allowed
that's
me.
That's right. Amen. I'm not ashamed.
Yeah. So I'm
God
grateful
is,
to
God.
God. I'm
good.
Grateful for all of you. You know, he put y'all in my life. I'm like, Lord, you put some great people in my life. Keep
amen.
Me around
amen.
Great
amen.
People. So I thank
and
God
the same,
for
amen, the same by him putting you in.
Say that again.
I said we appreciate God for putting you in our lives as well.
Amen, amen. I tell you
amen.
What, I appreciate elect lady. She just make me feel so good. She always say, we love you, Sister G. And it was just, it comes right on time when I need. I'm like, oh Lord, I don't
right.
know how you go through things, but she always, you know, just encourage me all the time. So I thank God for your whole family.
Yeah.
I thank God for you. And I thank God for placing me with you all. You know, the body of Christ is a big body. You
it
know,
is.
I thank God that he has sent me to different churches all over, different congregations, and allowed me to be a part of. So I thank God for you, Pastor. You keep on preaching the word. Keep on till you're 100 and whatever.
Yeah, amen. That's right. Amen. I'm claiming it already.
Amen. I know that's right.
Amen.
Well, I thank
well,
you,
I love you, and I'm going to have to sign off. So
all right.
Keep
God
us in your prayers.
You have a great day working. He got to go to work, y'all. If he not, he
yeah, I'm on the job.
Already.
Right, I'm rolling right now.
Amen.
Amen.
But, Father, I
all
thank
right.
you.
Love you.
I thank you for Pastor Anderson, Lord. I thank you for strengthening him. I thank you for his wife and children and grandchildren. As he corrected me, those five beautiful children, Lord God. And so, Father, we thank you for the grandchildren. We thank you for all the the children, Lord God. We thank you for what you're doing, and we thank you for the body of Christ right there on Yulee and Carey Street, Lord God. Have your way, Lord. So we are grateful, we are grateful, we are grateful. We're going to continue to praise the Lord this morning in song and praise. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us from Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning, Pastor. How you doing, Pastor Donna?
Good morning, Minister G. I'm doing great, but you have been in my prayers.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Turn that storm around, those prayers.
Yes, when we saw Hurricane Hermine coming your way, oh, my goodness, we started praying. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
But we are so thankful.
Yes, we are.
Yes. And that was a mighty word from Pastor Anderson. I really enjoyed the word this morning.
Me too. Me too. It was an awesome word.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Yeah. This is Senior Citizens Day, so I'm going to sing.
Is.
I decided to follow Jesus.
All right.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. No turning back, no turning back. No turning back, no turning back.
Amen, amen. I've decided to follow Jesus. So I thank God for that song this morning, all the way from Paducah, Kentucky, with Pastor Donna Hawkins and her family. So just keep listening. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord. We're lifting up the Lord today. He said if he be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. So we're thanking him. Hallelujah. So we're thanking the Lord this morning. We're lifting him up. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords. So this morning, we're continuing and praising God. We have Karen Itell on with us this morning. She's going to play another song of praise. What you going to play, Karen?
I am going to play For the Spirit of the Lord is, I will dance like David danced.
Amen. I love that song.
Thank you.
I called Carrie. That song was in my spirit this past week. It just was ringing in my spirit. And I was dancing before the Lord. And I said, I Googled the song. When the Spirit of the Lord is upon my heart, I would dance like David did. Karen hadn't heard of the song, but I called her and I said, Karen, you heard of that song? She said, no. She said, but I'm going to listen. Now, Karen learned to play that song this week. So I thank God for the gift of talent he put within Karen. She learned that song so quickly to play it. So thank you, Karen. That was beautiful. Looked like you was born playing that song. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we got Jackie Travis on with us from Jacksonville. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Sister G.
Good morning, girl. How you doing?
I'm all right. I love that song, too. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I would dance like David danced.
Yes.
That's a great song. We used to sing that all the time. I wish I remembered all the words. I could sing it today. I can't remember all the words. It'll just be the same thing over and over. This is joyful praise day today.
Senior citizens, girl. You know those people, you take care of those hoary-headed people. It's senior citizens.
Ooh, it's those people. I'm on the way down there now. I said, I'm on the way down there now. They hungry and need changing and all that stuff.
I got it. I know you the one God chose. That's your ministry. I thank God for you.
I got it. So I was in the terrace this week, and every time I go over there, it's a little lady sits over there. They got great voices over there. They can really sing and harmonize. So we was over there, and I was in the lobby, and I was singing, "Oh Lord, I want you to help me," singing, "Oh Lord, want you to help me." Good morning. Oh, help me on my coffee journey. Help me on my way. Singing, Castera, oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Thank you. Thank you. While I'm praying, I want you to help me. Singing while I'm praying, I want you to help me. Oh, help me on my journey. Lord, help me on my way. I'm singing, oh, Lord, I want you to help me. While I'm singing, I want you to help me. I'm singing while I'm singing. I want you to help me. Lord, help me on my journey. Help me on my way. I'm singing, oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Help me. I want you to help me. Then the man said, while I'm shouting, I want you to help me. Sing, while I'm shouting, I want you to help me. Lord, help me on my journey. Oh, help me on my way. I'm singing, oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Amen. That's their favorite song.
Amen.
They love they love that.
I love
one.
It. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me while I'm We need help. So I thank God this morning for the songs of praise that gone forth. What a friend we have in Jesus. I've decided to follow Jesus. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I'll dance like David danced. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. You know we need help along the way. If we don't get help, we're going to sink. We're going to fall. We'll fall off the path. We need help along the way. So thank you all for the precious song. Jackie, that was awesome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for the people who come on Bible Storyland. singing praises. We continue to honor grandparents. It is an honor to be a grandparent. We have a godly woman on with us, a godly grandparent, on Bible Storyland with us this morning. She's going to tell us about how God has used her to be a grandparent, a godly grandparent. She is an evangelist. Her name is Zadie, Evangelist Zadie Alford, and she's from Hammond, Louisiana. And you know what? God has blessed us. She got 12 grandchildren. So we welcome you on the line this morning, Evangelist Zadie. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am just fine. I am just overwhelmed with all of the awesome songs and ministry that I'm receiving this morning.
Amen. Amen. God for you.
Yes, Lord. Amen. You can, as a godly grandmother, I just want to say I thank you for the invite. Amen.
Amen.
And I could have just sit here and just listen to what everyone else was saying. I tell you, it's just so good. Thank God for you, Minister Gatlin.
God for you.
Amen. I thank the Lord that after the demise of my daughter, I pledge to God that I would take great pleasure in caring, nurturing, and caring for my 4 grandchildren, 4 out of 12 that I had to raise. But I have great input in all of their lives, and I thank God for that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. At the time, they were the 4 that I raised was 11, 12, 15, and 16. Mm-hmm. I was facing some physical issues, so much so to family members and friends that were concerned. They were saying to me, "That's too much responsibility. You won't be able to do this." But I thank God He gave me strength. They are 23, 24, 27, and 28 as we speak. And they are strong, and they are healthy, and they are happy. And I thank God for the opportunity. Mm-hmm. They have families of their own now. Amen. But I thank God for the great privilege of raising them. And I promise the Lord that I would teach them His word and train them according to His holy scripture. I love being a grandmother. I love being a grandmother. Uh-huh. And the scripture in John, in 3 John 1 and 4 says, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my grandchildren are walking in the truth." In my heart as a Christian grandmother, this was and is my desperate desire. My joy overflowed as I watched them living out loud for God. And now that they are moved on their own, the greatest thing I can do for them now is to intercede on their behalf. Because they moved out of their home doesn't mean they moved out of your existence, out of your world, out of your reach. I still have to intercede for them. As a loving mother, I will never stop standing in the gap. And a few words of encouragement for someone else who may be parents, grandparenting, or just have a desperate desire to hear that your grandchildren or great-grandchildren are walking in the truth. Amen. I would just like to encourage you to pray. Pray. Pray with urgency. Because we don't know what the future holds for our children. Pray with wisdom. So often we don't know how to pray, deal with the concerns and circumstances that they are going through. But we ask God for wisdom because he does. Pray for their spiritual needs. Salvation is their primary need. So passionately pray for it. Pray they will be strong in the spirit and in the power of his might. Pray for their emotional needs. Pray for their friends, that God would surround them with people who would strengthen their faith and encourage them to walk with God and hold them accountable. Pray for yourselves. We have to pray for ourselves, that we would be the parents, the grandparents, who God can use, who would understand them. We have to pray, ask God to help us to understand them. See their weaknesses, their sins and needs, and would know how to walk them through each season of their life, of their childhood exactly. That we will be a constant godly example in word and in deed. Pray for their future. Pray that God will send them godly spouses. Pray for your prodigal. Somebody's heart may be breaking because the children didn't go the way that they expected them to go, the way they were trained up to go. And it's hard, but we have to continue to pray. I continue to pray for them, stand in the gap for them, because we know that Jesus is constantly interceding. He is constantly interceding. Yes, and I pray that you will constantly intercede, no matter what they're going through. God is able to bring that prodigal child back home. Pray like crazy. Pray without ceasing. Never stop. You may not see the working in their lives today, but keep on praying. Perhaps their character isn't what it should be. Keep praying. Maybe they have big decisions to make. We have to keep praying for them. Amen. Amen. I thank God for the opportunity. They may be facing a overwhelming peer pressure. Keep praying. We may see areas of need, areas of lack, areas of weakness, areas of doubt, but we have to keep praying. And I thank God for the opportunity. Never stop praying, grandparents. Never stop praying. Never stop praying. That's the greatest thing that we can do for our grandchildren, is to pray, intercede on their behalf. And I thank you, Minister Gatlin, for this opportunity. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Zadie Alford from Hammond, Louisiana. We appreciate you. You know, the things that she told us were very, very good. Pray, pray, pray. We got to pray for our grandchildren. She prayed for our grandchildren. She still does. To pray for them. You don't know what they're facing. So we got to continually pray for our grandchildren. She said, pray. It's urgency. It's urgency. It's urgent that we pray. Pray for their wisdom. They would make wise choices. Pray for their spiritual needs. That they, you know, would be the godly people God called them to be. Pray for their emotional needs. Pray for their friends. Pray for, you know, and pray for ourselves as grandparents. And be good examples to them. Let them see you bend the knee. Let them see you call on the Lord. Let them see you open up the word. You know, and pray for their futures, that they would have godly spouses and they would train their children up the way they should go. And pray for the things that they face. Don't criticize them. Don't talk about them. We all have been there. Whether we admit it or not, we've been through some things. We say, ooh, this generation, they terrible. No. You know what? I bet you the older generation said that about us. Each generation said that about the generation present. Ooh, they're terrible. Yeah. So you know what? I thank God for you, Evangelist Zadie. That was an awesome message. I thank God for it. We got Miss Lou Dell on with us this morning, the youngest one. She's 95, Applin, Georgia. Good morning, Miss Lou.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
Ma'am?
Hello?
We're here. Can you hear me?
Oh, what did you say?
I said we thank God for you this morning. You going to sing?
Oh, yes, yes. I thank God for you all, too. I thank God for you all, too. I tell you the truth. So, what you want to ask? Do I want to sing a hymn?
Yes, ma'am.
Right now, I say I'm going to sing What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Amen.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All I was saying is reach you back. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not care. Oh, yes. Everything to God in prayer. Trials and temptation, is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrow share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Oh, yeah. Take it to the Lord in prayer. As we weak and heavy laden, come, mind we of the load of care. Precious Savior, still near refuge. Oh, take it to the Lord in prayer. Thou friends of all deep breath, take it to the Lord in prayer. In His arm we are taught and shield thee. Oh, yeah, take it to the Lord in prayer. I saw a heavy voice this morning. Can't bring it out like I want to, but I did the best I could.
Oh, my God, that was beautiful.
Awesome. Oh, my God.
What a friend we have in Jesus. You know what? Karen played that song, and you sang the song. So I thank God for you. Yes, ma'am. So you're right on time.
Right on time.
You're right on time.
Right on time, all the time.
Yes. That was beautiful, Mother. That was so beautiful, Miss Liddell. We appreciate you.
Thank you, darling. Thank
you. Yeah, Miss
Stella
is a grandparent, a great grandparent, a great great grandparent.
Thank you, Lord. Very good.
Yes.
We're celebrating grandparents today, and you are great 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 grandparent. My God.
My Lord.
Thank God for you. Well, thank you so much, Miss Liddell. We love you so much, Miss Liddell.
I love you all, too. Everyone individually, I love everyone.
Well, I know, Miss Liddell. What do you have, 10 children, Miss Liddell?
No, I have only 7. I've raised 2. 9 and old.
9. Oh, my God. And how
9 and old. I raised 2.
Okay. have seven
all
of
right.
my own. Yes. Nine children.
All of them old.
I saw Tina and her husband. They had their anniversary recently, maybe a couple of weeks
yes,
ago.
Yes, ma'am, about the 23rd of August.
Yeah, my God.
Yep.
They've been married a long time. That's your baby. Tina, your baby daughter, huh?
Right. She's about 54.
Okay.
I think maybe a little bit older.
Yeah.
She's
beautiful, and her husband's a handsome man. We saw their picture on Facebook. It was beautiful.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Doing my nails? No.
Ma'am?
Someone was doing my nails?
No, ma'am.
No.
It was your daughter, Tina, and her husband.
Oh, yeah. Well, they was, it was, yeah, okay. Well, that's the time. I mean, they celebrate the 54 years.
Okay. Yeah, they've
mm-hmm.
been married a long time.
Has. Don't seem to, though.
Yeah.
Time passed on so fast, you can't hardly believe it.
I know it. Now, how many grandchildren do you have, Miss Liddell?
12.
Well,
yeah, grandchildren. Just 12 at my age. I ought to have a lot of them.
Now, you got great-grandchildren, too.
Yeah, I got about 4.
All right.
That's all.
That's good. That's more than I have, Miss Liz.
Well, three of my children don't have no children. Period.
Okay.
Three of them had never been married.
All right. But God bless you with those.
I thank God for those I have.
I know it.
Yes. The youngest one is 5 years old right now, the great grand.
Oh.
that's
so precious.
That's Sarah.
We
say our daughter.
Yes, ma'am. We thank God for the rocking chair ministry. You know, we got a rocking chair ministry. Whether you're a grandfather or grandmother, you got a rocking chair ministry. Now, we're going to have Stacey Holman on in just a minute. I'm sorry, Miss Liddell, what'd you say?
Okay.
Stacey Holman, she's not a grandmother yet. She's the mother of three beautiful children. Good morning, Evangelist Stacey. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. We're so grateful you came on this morning. Jacksonville, Florida's on the line. You going to sing this morning, Evangelist?
Sure.
Amen. All right.
How great is our God. Sing with me. How great is our God.
Yeah.
Oh, how great. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, see how great is our God. You're the best of all names.
Sing it again.
You are worthy of all praise, and the hearts will sing how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, see how great is our God.
Amen.
You're the name above all names.
Thank you, Ms. Liddell.
You are worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me how great. Is our God. Oh, see how great, how great. How great, how great. Oh, see how great. How great is our God. All see how great.
Hallelujah.
How great. All see how great.
How great you are.
How great. All see how great. How great is our God. And our hearts will sing, how great is our God. And our hearts will sing, how great is our God. Hallelujah. And our hearts will sing, how great. And our hearts will sing, how great.
How great you are, God.
And our hearts will sing, how great. Is our God. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. How great is our God. Oh, my God. What a friend we have in Jesus. And how great is our God. He's the Almighty God. Nothing is impossible to our God. We're thanking the Lord this morning. Awesome, Stacy Holman. I love that song. God bless you and your family. Well, we're continuing on this morning. You know, I was looking for something about grandparents online this week, and I discovered four biblical roles of grandparents. Four biblical roles of grandparents. Role one, God wants grandparents to be a blessing spiritually by praying for your grandchildren, as Evangelist Zadie said, encouraging them to grow in the gift, valuing them as God's special creation to grow. The other one, role number two, is emotionally by, that's part of role number one, to grow emotionally. You know, you want them to grow, and you got to celebrate their accomplishments, encourage them through their struggles, communicate unconditional love always, and physically by providing a home where they are always welcome. And you know, providing, you know, for their needs so that they can be safe. Providing an atmosphere where they're always accepted. The world don't accept them, so we got to accept them. Role number two, God wants you as grandparents to leave a legacy, a legacy for the grandchildren. The righteous man leaves a blameless life. Blessed are his children after him, Proverbs 27. Be a legacy maker. Bring honor to your family reputation through godly living. Living a life of integrity, both in public and in private, in your private life. Making decisions based on eternal perspective. Finishing well, always having a goal in mind. Loving people, using things instead of loving things and using people. Leaving good tracks for your grandchildren to follow. Letting them know why you do what you do. Being an example of faithfulness. Role number three, the scripture says, whenever I am old and gray, do not forsake me, O God, till I declare your power to the next generation. Your next generation is your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, the generation to come. Psalm 71:18. Be a torch bearer for the gospel to your grandchildren and your community. You know, your grandchildren have friends, and you live in a community as grandparents. So be a good example. Make sure your grandchildren hear the truth of the gospel. You know, you say, well, I bring them to church. No, you got to teach them. Teach them at home. Put the Bible out. Say, come on, y'all. We're going to turn the TV off today. We're going to pray, and we're going to listen to the word of God. And you can teach them the old stories from the Bible. You can teach them about David and how, you know, he had enemies and how he slayed a lion, a bear, and explain it to them in today's terms. Say, you know what, in school you may have some bullies, but you don't fight the bully. You tell your teacher, your mama, your daddy. You know, we got to teach our children how to live in today's time. And then we got to trust the Holy Spirit to draw the children on his time schedule, to draw them. You know, we don't know what God has in store for our grandchildren. So we got to teach the grandchildren. You got to take time, you know, to stand on the word, to be, you know, let them know about moral issues. Tell them you're not to have sex, you know, before you get married. Tell them about moral issues. You don't do drugs. You know you got to be careful what you put in your mouth. Cigarettes are not good for you. You got to tell them down-to-earth stuff. Show them how to flourish spiritually in a hostile culture. You got to get on the knee. You know, a few weeks ago I had some children here with me, my spiritual daughter's grandchildren. One was 8 and the other one was almost, she's about 2, just about 2. She'll be 2 next month. And so in the morning when we get up, I get them on their knees, the little one. I showed her how to get on their knees. We got to show them, be an example to them, say, come on, get on your knees. And then you lead them in prayer, and you teach them how to pray at early ages. So you teach your grandchildren to develop discernment. You know, the devil is busy. He want to take them out. You know, I was looking at a movie recently, and it was about kidnapping. This man had kidnapped this girl, had her in his someplace, some shed. She couldn't hear, nobody could hear. He would go in, bring her, and the child had a baby while she was in there by the person who kidnapped her. That child had to birth that baby in there by herself, a teenager, in there for 7 years. So we got to teach them to have discernment. Say, look here, I don't care what people say. If they say, your mama, house on fire, you don't go with them. Don't get in no car with them. We got to teach them about the day, how to live in today's society. Rule number 4, God wants you to be a standard setter as a grandparent. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him. Psalms 92:12, 14-15. Be a standard setter by modeling. You know, let them see you get on your knees. Let them see you on the phone, not gossiping, but talking to other people about God, praying with other people on the phone, inspiring faith, consistent integrity. Tell them the truth. Teaching them, say, wait, baby, I don't know if that's truth or not. You tell me about what you're talking about. We got to teach them to tell the truth in today. Say, even if you're afraid, you tell grandma, you tell grandpa the truth. Practicing pose, personal discipline, steadfast endurance, and how to be courageous. You know, it's a lot going on today. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask Evangelist Zadie, you still on?
Yes, I am.
All right, could you say a short prayer for grandparents today and grandchildren?
Heavenly Father, I thank you right now, God. I thank you, dear God. I thank you, Father God, for grandparents, oh, Father God. I thank you for them, oh, God. I thank you for us, oh, Father God. Oh, God, I thank you, oh, God, for allowing us, oh, Father God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, to just to know grandchildren, what it is, oh, Father God, to just have grandchildren, oh, Father God, when I just think about so many parents never enjoyed or never will enjoy grandchildren, oh God. I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you that they, our children are great gifts and our grandchildren are greater gifts, oh Father God. And I just thank you for them, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you for the wisdom, oh Father God, of every grandparent, oh Father God, for the spiritual knowledge, oh Father God. Oh God, that you give us, oh God, a greater urgency, oh God, to seek you even more, oh Father God, as we're living in these last days, oh Father God, and we're seeing our young generation, oh Father God, who you already said, oh Father God, in the word, oh Father God, and every generation is weaker and wiser, oh Father God. And we just thank you for them, oh God, and just, oh God, we just pray, oh Father God, that you cover them with your precious blood of Jesus, oh God. Cover them going in, they're going out, they're coming in, oh Father God. Cover them in the front, in the back, all around them. Just put your shield of protection all over and around and about them, oh Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God. Oh God, bless every grandparent, oh Father God, who have, oh God, who have nurtured and cared, oh Father God, for their loved ones, oh Father God, even if it's just prayer, oh Father God. And prayer is the greatest thing that we can do, oh God. Because prayer can reach in areas, oh God, we know not, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And I just ask you to continue to bless the young people. Bless our grandchildren, oh Father God. Bless them, oh God, to adhere to the word, oh Father God. The word said, oh Father God, if we just train them up in the way that they should go, when they're old, they will not depart, oh Father God. Oh God, they may be prodigal, oh Father God, but oh God, you are married to the backslider, oh Father God. Oh Father God, just draw them on back to you. Bring them on back, oh Father God. They have stepped out of the fold, oh Father God. You, oh God, hallelujah. You are, oh God, our shepherd, oh Father God. Bring them back in, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we claim it and we declare it and we just give you glory, honor, and we thank you for the privilege, oh God, to be, oh God, grandparents, oh Father God. Thank you for Minister Gatlin, oh Father God, on today, oh Father God. Bless her and her ministry too, oh God, to continue to grow, oh Father God. It's such an awesome ministry, oh Father God. So you said, suffer the little children to come unto me, oh Father God, and forbade them not, oh Father God. And I just thank you, oh God, for putting this in her heart, oh Father God, giving her this ministry, oh Father God. Oh God, and I pray, oh God, that she'll ever be encouraged and give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, I want to tell you, salvation is a gift from God. Let's receive the gift from God to be saved. Anyone on the line that's not saved, press 1. We got evangelists and pastors and teachers on here. We'll walk you through the plan of God. Press 1 if you're not saved. All right. Looks like everybody's saved on here. Well, we thank God. You know, Romans 10:9-10 says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you got to believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So tell somebody that need to be saved. Tell your neighbors, tell your friends, tell your children, your grandchildren about the wonderful love of Jesus. Confess him daily. So you know backsliding is a thing of the past. You don't want to move backwards. You want to move forward. So we are pressing forward in the mark of the high calling. Jesus is coming any day now. We don't know when he's coming, but he's calling people daily. So do not backslide. Move forward. Stay saved. Press your way. It is prayer time on Bible Storyland. I'm going to be praying for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her family, Jackie Travis, grandparents, grandchildren, and whatever your request may be. You have a request, just state your prayer request. If you have not already, press 1. You can press 1 now. I see Mother Irma on here. She's a grandmother, great-grandmother. Morning, Mother Irma. How are you?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How are you doing this morning, Sister G?
I'm doing good. What about you?
Oh, I just thank the Lord. God is good all the time. God is good. I give him the praises and the thankses this morning.
Okay.
We only ask for one day, just one day at a time.
Amen, amen. He's good. You have
yes,
a prayer request this morning, Mother?
Oh, just pray for the whole family. That'll be
okay.
Great. That'll be
all
wonderful.
All right, Mother. Pray for your family. Thank you for being on, Mother. Mother Irma's been in the hospital, and I'm going to ask Evangelist Stacy Holman, can you pray a prayer for Mother Irma's strength? She had pneumonia, but she's getting much better now.
Oh, yeah. God is good.
You want me to pray now?
Yes, if you could pray now.
Okay. God, we bless your holy name, God. We give you praise and give you glory, Lord God. We give you honor, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we lift up, hallelujah, Mother Irma's grandson, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch him, Lord God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, go in his lungs. Lord, touch him in his lungs, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Drive all those fluids, Lord God. Send them out, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, you are a healer, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, the devil is a lie, Lord God, touching our children, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, the grandchildren, Lord God, we preach the blood of Jesus, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, raise them up, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, oh God, have your way, Lord God, like number four, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, Lord, you are the healer, Lord God. Lord, you are a miracle worker, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, with the devil meant for bad, God, that you will turn around for good, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we plead the blood of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, he will be used, Lord God, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, he will have a testimony, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, have your way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. He is whole, Lord God. He does have the victory, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Honorable Shabbat. Lord, minister to him, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We decree and declare, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Mother Irma, we thank God for your strength. We thank God for healing your lungs. We thank God for being there for you, being faithful to you, and being the great healer in your life, in Jesus' name. I'm going
to pray.
Pastor Donna Hawkins, you have any other requests? I know I'm going to be praying for your mother, your mother-in-law, your family, your church family.
Mr. G, will you just pray for the Paducah community? We've had several friends who have gone home to be with the Lord. That's what we're working for. We're not staying here. This earth is not our home. But we just pray for strength for the bereaving family.
All right. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord. We just thank and praise you this morning. We bless and honor you today, Lord God. We thank you for Almighty God. We thank you that you are holy God. We thank you that you are righteous, Father. We thank you that no God is great like you, Lord God. And, Father, we thank you for Pastor Donna Hawkins, for her family. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for Mother Newsom. We thank you for Mother Hawkins. And we thank you for her church family, Lord God. Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, where she pastors, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. We cover all of them with the blood of Jesus. And, Father, we're particularly lifting up the Paducah community. You know, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, those that have gone on, we pray for their families that are left. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you will comfort, strengthen the family. In the name of Jesus, we bind up stress and heart attacks, Lord God. You know, sometimes it's a shock, Lord, to hear that your family member died, and many sometimes fall dead after they find out. But, Lord, we ask you for strength in the name of Jesus, that they will put their faith and trust in you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you said we're to weep with those who weep. So we're weeping for the Paducah community that have lost loved ones, Lord God. And we thank you for strength and courage. We thank you for the oil of joy for the morning, oh God. And we bless and honor you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, I thank God for you all. And, Father, we thank you for Jackie Travis. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God, for every elderly person that she take care of. I thank you for the Ministry of Health, where she helped the elderly, where she tenderly take care of them. Lord, she loves senior citizens. They're like family to her. She celebrates their birthdays. She take them out on outings. She buy gifts. She come out of her pocket to do things for them. She fight for their rights. She goes in, bathes them, and just do whatever, clean their apartments or their homes or whatever need to be done. So we ask you for a special blessing for Jackie. Increase the monetary supply for her. Bless her husband, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you, oh, God, for him having a closer walk with you. In the name of Jesus, him coming much closer, Lord. And, Father, I pray for her two daughters, that you will continually bless them, watch over them, protect them. Oh, God, you know her children that you birthed through her. Oh, God, I thank you for their direction. I thank you for wise choices for them, that they would use wisdom in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, I ask you to bless Jackie and her entire family. Keep Jackie healthy and well in Jesus' name. We praise and honor you right now, and we give you glory, honor, and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. So, Pastor Donna Hawkins, I'm going to ask you to pray for grandparents, and then after you pray for grandparents, Stacy, I'm going to ask you to pray for grandchildren.
Okay.
All right, Pastor Hawkins, go ahead.
Gracious Lord, we humbly bow this morning, acknowledging who you are, for you are God, and beside thee there is none other. Father, we come, we're so thankful today. We're so thankful for grandparents, Lord. Lord, you've given grandparents children, and then their children have had children, which make us grandparents. And, Father, we are so thankful for the grandchildren that you have entrusted in our keeping, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask that you will keep all grandparents strong, Lord, working on your battlefield, Lord. Lord, we thank you that we have grandparents who care enough to teach their grandchildren about you, Lord. Lord, we know that we haven't made it this far on our own, but it's only because of you, because of your grace, because of your mercy, because of your goodness, because of your kindness, because of your faithfulness toward us, Lord, that you've enabled us to do what we are able to do. Lord, I'm so thankful for my two grandsons, Lord. And, Lord, I know that all grandparents are thankful for their grandchildren, for you blessed us with them, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to bless the grandparents. Keep the grandparents strong, Lord, so that we can be an example to our grandchildren, Lord. Lord, we're so thankful today. Lord, bless the grandparents. Keep them in your care, Lord. Don't let any hurt, harm, or danger come to them, Lord. But, Lord, help them to be ready, because we know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall appear, Lord. As grandparents, we want to be examples to our children, to our grandchildren, and we want to be ready when you call us, Lord. So, Lord, just bless the grandparents and keep them in your care. It is in the precious name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray for grandchildren, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Pray that you touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord God. Pray that everything that's been the time that they spent with their grandparents, Lord God, that they've been with their grandparents, Lord God, that be deposited in them, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, they may pass the inheritance on, the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we bind up everything, Lord God, that would come along, Lord God, as they grow up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let them remember all that grandparents have done for them. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, have your way like number four, Lord God. Do what you will, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Order the steps, Lord God.
in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank for all the grandchildren, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and great-grands, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, let your word be manifested through them, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we plead the blood of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord God, for they will have, hallelujah, they one day will be grandparents, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, for the awesome inheritance, the awesome legacy, in Jesus' name, amen, and thank God.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank God for each of you being on Bible Storyland. It is closing time. Did anybody else have any more requests that they wanted to us to pray for this morning? All right. Look like no more. Yes, I'm sorry. Did someone say something? All righty. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for all that you've done on Bible Storyland. We come before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, with grateful hearts, giving you much glory, much praise, much honor. Have your way. We cover all of us with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy. And we thank you, Lord God, for ordering our steps daily in your word, in your way, in your path. In the path of righteousness. And we thank you for the safety. Thank you for the peace. And Lord, we lift up the presidential candidate. Oh Lord God, we ask you, Lord, to lead us to your choice that you want for president. Oh God, we don't know which one is the best one, because we hear all of the campaign speeches, Lord, but you know the hearts of the person. So Father God, teach us, give us the discernment when we go to the polls. Let us know your choice to vote for, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, for your choice. We will not be oppressed, suppressed, or depressed, but there will be much peace, much joy when we choose the candidate of your choice, oh God. So we bless you and we honor you, Lord God. We just pray, Lord God, for safety in our nation. We're your people called by your name, humbling ourselves before your mighty hand this morning. And we thank you, Lord, for forgiving us from our wicked ways, turning from our wicked ways, humbling ourselves before you, oh God. Oh God, heal our land like never before, and we bless and honor you in Jesus' name. Well, it's closing time. We thank God for choosing us from the foundation of the earth. He knows you. He loves you. We're continually praising him. And you know what? The key is to obey him. We can lift up holy hands all day long, but if we don't listen to his voice and obey what he tells us, our living is in vain. I love each of you. You know God loves you more. I look forward to hearing from you. Next Saturday is Family Day on Bible Storyland. So go have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. Don't forget, praise the Lord as well as obey him in Jesus' name. Have a good day. Love y'all.
I love you.